This is Kayla here with your Murphy podcast. This week we're featuring Madison's own Project Lodge. It's a space that's shared between local artists and musicians to use for whatever they need. They recently had a benefit show at the Majestic to help with their Kickstarter. And when I was there, I had a chat with Tom Teslick, a volunteer who knows a lot about the Project Lodge. And I talked with Anna Vogelzang, one of the night's performers. Here's some clips. I'm at the Majestic in downtown Madison right now talking to Tom Teslick, who helped coordinate the Project Lodge benefit show tonight. So tell me a little bit about the Project Lodge.
The Project Lodge is a venue on East Johnson Street, and it's sort of got two halves. It's an art gallery, but it's also a music venue. And yeah, it's a kind of small DIY venue. You can go in there on any given day or night and see something different. There might be like a photography gallery on the wall, or there might be a indie rock show at night, or there might be like a DJ doing a dance party. We also do like a lot of like little eclectic things, like we've had some teach-ins before about like how to produce music. We've had theater, spoken word, stand-up comedy. So it's kind of just like a neighborhood space for the arts.
How long ago did this benefit show start to take form?
We really started planning this in October, so it's been about 3 or 4 months now. And we would just meet each week, and it kind of took shape from a big brainstorm list of how can we raise money for ourselves, because we don't make enough money to sustain ourselves as it is, and we don't want to go out of business, you know. It grew from all these ideas that we kind of had brought together to let's make a Kickstarter for ourselves and set a realistic goal, and then what are all these ways that we can promote the Kickstarter, and, you know, this benefit show that we're at is like the biggest thing out of all that.
So tell me about some of the bands that are here today.
Oh, man. Well, it's some of Madison's finest, and they're all Prolo supporters. So,
what is that?
Oh, Prolo?
Mm-hmm.
Prolo is
Project
Lodge. Yeah, Prolo is shorthand for Project Lodge.
Okay.
So if you go to Facebook or Twitter, you want to look up Prolo.
Okay.
I sound like a robot. I sound like a robot telling you Prolo. But, yeah.
Okay.
So Prolo is shorthand for Project Lodge. Mm-hmm. So the first band is Anna Vogelzang. And she is a big, big proponent of the Project Lodge. She is kind of like a really bold, strong female singer-songwriter. And she's being backed up tonight by Ben Willis and Pat Reinholds, mm-hmm. who work at Murphy.
Oh, yeah, we know them.
Yeah, they're fantastic musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And they play as the Weather Duo. So I'm really excited to hear Anna's sort of like folk troubadour stuff backed up by that chamber music. That's going to be awesome. I know Icarus himself is playing. I'm really excited about that. It's like one of my favorite Madison bands. It's either Icarus or Control. I don't want to pick favorites, but tonight I guess we got a good mix. Just sort of like at the Project Lodge, we always do a lot of different stuff. We got folk, rock, electronic, all kind of mixed up tonight.
Cool. Well, congratulations on how good everything has been going.
Thank you.
So far, and I'm really excited to see some of this goings on tonight. There's music.
Yeah.
There's also a fashion show.
Yeah, the fashion show is. See, that's the other thing. A lot of times, the Project Lodge will open up as a little venue for pop-up shops.
Mm-hmm.
So crafty people or people that do thrifty vintage clothes
up there.
They'll open up a shop for one day or like a whole weekend. And we know Jess and Rebecca from Vintage Madison very well. They've worked at our place a few times.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to do a little fashion show of their 60s collection tonight. And it's going to be pretty cool. They told me that they've got some mod dresses.
I love the 60s.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thanks for talking to me, Tom.
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
Thank you so much.
With Anna Vogelzang right now. Are you from Madison?
I'm not. I'm originally from Massachusetts. I moved here 3 years ago. and I love it.
Cool.
Yeah. And do you go to the Project Lodge very often?
I do. I've won the unofficial award for playing at the Project Lodge maybe the most last year. It was a stupid number, like a lot. I don't remember now. But yeah, I go there a lot, and I go to see friends a lot, and I also, because I tour, I'm a touring singer-songwriter, and so a lot of times I have friends from out of town who will want to come play in Madison, and I'll set them up shows at Project Lodge.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about this benefit that's going on right now?
Awesome. A little hectic, as you know, it goes, but so great. I'm just so happy it all came together between the Kickstarter and this and all the other stuff we're trying to do. We're just trying to really get people to understand how important the Project Lodge is to the community, that it can't, like, go away, basically, and, you know, try to really support it. It's such a unique space, and there's not another venue like it in town, so I'm really happy at the response. We've had great press. Everybody in Madison has been so kind about this benefit, and the Majestic is gorgeous, and everybody here is so nice and wonderful, and so it's great. I'm loving it.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. Have a great show tonight.
Thank you so much. Nice to meet you.
The Project Lodge is a big part of our music community, and this show really helped keep it alive. There were performances by Anna Vogelzang, Whitney Mann, All Tiny Creatures, Icarus himself, and Julian Lynch. If you're interested in the goings-on of the Project Lodge, or if you want to donate to their Kickstarter, check out their website, theprojectlodge.com. They're also on Facebook and Twitter. Here's a song by Julian Lynch called Tara from his Tara LP. See you next time.